At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A new report out today says the state of Texas is at the lowest monthly unemployment rate in four decades. Texas Workforce Commission data shows the unemployment rate has improved for the seventh month in a row, with November unemployment slipping to a record 3.8%. Texas unemployment during October was 3.9%, while the nationwide jobless rate held steady last month at 4.1%. Commission experts say the Texas economy in November added 54,500 seasonally adjusted non-farm jobs. 2017 was a tumultuous year for the North Texas arts scene. Instead of the arts, KERA's Vice President of Arts, Ann Bothwell, sat down with Art and Seek reporters Jerome Weeks and Hadi Mawagdi to sort through the highs and lows.
Sexual harassment and the Me Too movement has been a huge national story this year. And Hadi, here in North Texas, it's played out in the art scene.
Yeah, definitely. The Dallas Theater Center and the Dallas Museum of Art, they both lost major administrators to charges of inappropriate behavior, which is basically allegations of sexual misconduct. The DMA has managed to keep it pretty quiet, but the North Texas theater community is seething over what happened at the theater center.
And I think the big difference is that Gavin Delahunty, the DMA curator who resigned, had been here only 2 years and hadn't really connected with the local art scene. But Lee Troll, the Theater Center's director of new play development, is really wired into North Texas theater. He's cast actors from the community. He's worked with half a dozen theaters. So lots of people feel directly involved with what happened with him.
Yeah, and one of many unfortunate things about this is that both organizations were having such big years.
Totally, and, you know, in the spring, both the DMA and the DTC were riding high. The DMA had the show Mexico 1900 to 1950, and it was a blockbuster exhibition, really a coup for new museum director Agustin Arteaga. And the Theater Center started the Public Works Project, which put 100 local Dallasites with pretty much no acting experience on the big stage. But, you know, the scandal really took away from one of the biggest accomplishments for the DTC, which was finally winning that regional Tony Award.
Another huge national story this year that hit close to home was the controversy over Confederate monuments. Hadi, you spent some time covering that story.
Yeah, and in Dallas, it was really big news. You know, the statue at Lee Park was removed, but before it was wheeled off on a crane, there was a lot of back and forth about the artistic integrity of the statue, the historical arguments that people were making, and there was this hesitation from City Hall. Should we? Shouldn't we move it? Will it go? When will it go? And you know, once it was gone, literally the very next day, supporters of these sorts of statues were demanding that it be put back up. And I was there to speak with them.
Christopher Ekstrom, I'm disgusted by the amount of cowardice, moral cowardice that we've seen in Dallas. Clearly, this was an art historical statue that should have stayed. It was not placed by the KKK. It was not placed by neo-Nazis. So this is a disgrace. This is absurd.
And I want to say, you know, in Fort Worth and Denton, there's a continuing conversation about what to do with these Confederate monuments and, you know, things named after Confederate soldiers as well. So it will continue.
Management in the arts tends to change every few years, but it seems like this year we've really seen a wave of turnovers and new hires. Am I right, Jerome?
Well, in classical music, the changes have been huge across North Texas. The Dallas Symphony, the Dallas Opera, the Fort Worth Symphony, the Fort Worth Opera, they have all lost administrators or gained new ones, like the Dallas Symphony has hired its first female CEO, Kim Noltemy. Her expertise is in digital technology and cultivating young audiences.
But it's not just classical music. There's been change up at the Dallas Black Dance Theater, the Dallas Summer Musicals, and Fort Worth's Jubilee Theater. And the Greater Denton Arts Council brought in Georgina Ngozi to be their new executive director. But one of the losses I think we might feel the most is the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth's curator, Michael Opping.
There are pressures on curators to bring people into the museum. It makes an old man like me just feel tired. You know, I just, at some point, you just can't be on that treadmill. You know, we keep wondering when the art market will top out, and it hasn't done it.
There's a huge building boom going on in North Texas, and that's reflected in the arts.
Yeah, and, you know, UNT broke ground on a new $70 million art school. And TCU has shown plans for a new $53 million school of music. And on top of that, the Dallas Holocaust Museum broke ground in the West End.
With all this money being thrown around, it's worth noting a new study came out this year that said North Texas culture is already a $1.5 billion industry. It tripled in size in 5 years. So it's little wonder that controversies and leadership changes are happening here, because there's a lot at stake.
Thanks, Jerome. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Turn on the radio, walk through a department store, watch just one online ad, and you're at risk of getting a holiday song stuck in your head. But what are the tunes KERA staffers can't shake loose? Courtney Collins brings us a montage of holiday season earworms. Love them or hate them.
I'm Hadi Mawagdi, and the Christmas song I can't get out of my head is called This Christmas by Donny Hathaway.
Hang on, mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas.
It's my favorite song, and I like caroling through the night and thinking of blazing fires, and it's the best Christmas song ever.
I'm Rick Holter, and for me, it's K-Star, The Man with the Bag.
Old Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away.
There's so many bad earworms. This is the defense earworm. This is the one that, like, fights the evil earworms.
He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna
sleep. I'm Chris Connolly, and the holiday song I can never get out of my head is Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
I'm Stephen Becker, and I'm with Chris on this one. It's got to be A Wonderful Christmas Time. How is it possible that the greatest songwriter in history also wrote the worst Christmas song of all time?
The spirit's up. We're here tonight.
It makes me feel really good until we're towards the end of the holiday season, and then I kind of hate my life because it's always in my head.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
My name is Stephanie Kuo, and the one holiday song that I can never get out of my head is White Christmas by Otis Redding.
I'm dreaming.
Christmas songs are so cheesy. I mean, they are. So this time of year on the radio is awful for me. But I think the way Otis Redding does White Christmas is such a beautiful take.
Like the one that I used to know.
I'm Molly Evans, and the Christmas song that always gets stuck in my head is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Her music video is pretty iconic for it, too, because she's, like, playing around in the snow, and it makes me want to watch Love Actually because of that famous scene at the end.
I thought you didn't know my name. Of course I do.
I'm Christina Martinez, and for me, it is the classic Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC.
Happy Holidays.
I don't know, it just takes me back to a happier place in the 90s nostalgia. Don't watch the video, or do watch the video.
My name is Gus Contreras, and the one song I can't get out of my head is Mamacita, ¿Dónde está Santa Claus?
I hope he won't forget to crack his castanets.
One time, we were crossing the bridge going from El Paso to Juarez, and that song was just kind of like on a loop. And for some odd reason, I remember that.
Olé. Olé.
I do like it stuck in my head, but it's just really hard to get out.
¿Dónde está Santa Claus? Oh, where is Santa Claus?
Listen through all the KERA staff picks for most sticky holiday song at KERANews.org. And tune in to KERA 90.1 Sunday night at 8. For, in his own words, Glenn Mitchell's Christmas blockbuster. For the evening, a 40% chance of rain with a low around 35. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high around 53. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.